USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This atrocity was a chilling act of mass murder. It was an act of hatred. And above all, it was an act of evil.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about the murder of 11 Jewish people praying in their synagogue Saturday.
Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity, and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history.
The anti-Semite who shot and killed them in the Tree of Life synagogue during the Sabbath, facing 11 counts of murder and other criminal charges. President Trump scheduled to visit the area.
The President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
In other news, reports the Florida man accused of sending pipe bombs in the mail to Democrats and critics of the president had a list of more than 100 targets. Cesar Sayoc in shackles and handcuffs, making his first appearance in federal court in Miami. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A Republican senator speaking out about our relationship with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Trade tensions between the United States and China have taken another negative turn, with the United States demanding that China come up with a specific plan and stop allegedly stealing our technology. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin joined Fox Business and said we need to wise up regarding China.
Let's face it, China has been stealing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of our industrial secrets as well as our military secrets, and that is really, I think, the biggest threat to we face in terms of our relationship with China. If we have a unified rest of the world when it comes to trade and our dealings with China, we'll discipline them to begin, really adhering to the norms of the rest of the world trading system.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street after some wild swings, the Dow losing 245 points to close at 24,442, the NASDAQ down 1.6%, the S&P 500 down 17 points. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
To politics now, House Speaker Paul Ryan defending Republicans against those in the mainstream media and others who blame the party for the unspeakable violence and murders at the synagogue in Pittsburgh and for the man sending mail bombs to Democrats. USA Radio's Wendy King picks up the story.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CBS's Face the Nation that Republicans must share the blame for America's divisions.
Conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Linsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well. Identity politics, which is now being practiced on both sides of the aisle, is unfortunately working. And I think we, as leaders, we got to figure out how do we make inclusive aspirational politics strategically valuable again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Catholic bishops calling for a larger role for women in church decision-making. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The bishops meeting at the Vatican were looking for ways to reach out to young people, and they agreed that the church is falling behind when it comes to giving women more important roles. The document that came out of the meeting also included a statement saying that people cannot just be defined by their sexual orientation. It also called for tougher measures to fight sexual abuse by the clergy and called out a culture of elitism in the church that can help lead to cover-ups. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.